So here's a question for you. Have you ever been offended by someone? If you said, no, I really want you to come teach a class because to live unoffendable is my goal, but I have to say I have been offended and probably will be offended in the future. And I would think that probably all of you have been, are right now, or will be in the future. But here's what's fascinating about offense. Offense, being offended, gives us opportunity. And what do I mean by that? Offense is one of those things that when it happens, when someone offends us, we get an opportunity for a few things. One is to look at, why are we offended? What is the pain point that that person is pushing in us that would create that offense? And it gives us an opportunity to look at that and heal it. So the next time you're offended, ask, what pain point did that person just push? And ask God and or do the work with a counselor or just sitting in quiet time to be able to heal that wound that maybe they're pushing. So that's one. The second opportunity it gives us is to build healthy boundaries, to say things like, I'm sorry, that's offensive. You know, I don't want to hear that. I have that situation sometimes in my life where the way people talk or jokes that they make, and I will say, you know, I don't find that funny. And when you're around me, I really don't want to hear those types of jokes. It's offensive to me. So offense leads to the opportunity of boundaries sometimes. And then the third is bridges. Being offended, but still allowing bridges. So the question for me always becomes, is this offense an opportunity for healing, or is it an opportunity for bridges or boundaries? So the healing is a personal journey. It doesn't really have anything to do with the other person. I get to let go of that. But the side here of bridges and boundaries is when you're in a relationship with that person and you're going to have to see them again or talk to them again. And that's when you have the opportunity to have bridges or boundaries. And so for me, the boundary is what I just talked about. If it's something's offensive, it is against my value base and I will not stand for it or be a witness to it, then I create a boundary. But sometimes that offense gives me an opportunity to build bridges to a sacred space of being a witness to forgiveness. And what I mean by that is allowing that person into the sacred space to forgive them and allow them the opportunity to hear the offense, to know that, you know, this was hard for me, or I was offended by this, but I want you to know that I care enough about this relationship to talk through it. And that's creating the bridge back into the sacred space of relationship with you. Now, again, I will ask myself the question, is this offense something that I need to create a boundary, but still be in relationship, like somebody that maybe makes an offensive joke or comment, that I can still be in relationship as long as they honor that boundary. And sometimes I won't allow them into a particular sacred space of my life. You know, they will not be able to be around certain people or certain situations because they may create more offense. And yet sometimes it's the actual opportunity to build that bridge. Either way you forgive, whether it's boundaries or bridges, there's always the opportunity to forgive, but then the next step is there a boundary here or is there a bridge? Are they allowed into the sacred space of relationship with me or sacred places of relationship? So, you know, are they allowed to family parties? Do they come into a work circle with you? You know, those types of situations are where we have to decide, am I going to build a bridge to continue relationship at all? Some people we do have to cut off in our lives because the offenses that they create are consistent. They don't honor the boundaries, and then they are not, there's no bridge that gets built. There's just boundaries. Either there's boundaries only in certain places or certain topics. And then finally, sometimes there is a bridge, you know, with those boundaries in place, but a bridge back into sacred relationship or sacred spaces with you. So I hope that next time you're offended, you will take this training with you and think and pause for a moment, because it's always the pause between offense and reaction that we have the opportunity to decide. Always forgiveness, right? Because unforgiveness is what creates bitterness. So we don't want that. So we always have the opportunity to forgive, but then we decide, do we want these people in relationship? And then do we want boundaries or bridges with them?